Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 Till. Don't want to miss a second of time talking with Mr. Austin Kiplinger. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I'll get that over real quick. This is such a great day for me, folks, to get to interview someone I admire so much as I do, Austin Kiplinger, editor emeritus at the Kiplinger Letters. They're the folks I've been telling you about for a long time. He's a witness to a century, folks. He's a national treasure, in my opinion. And as you hear him, as you listen to him, you know what I'm talking about. Mr. Kiplinger, thank you again for your time. Their website, by the way, folks, is kiplinger.com. Mr. Kiplinger, we experienced something as you and I talked about off air. I've only been a witness to a half a century so far, but in that witness, I have seen. This is my seventh recession cycle to go through, recession recovery cycle. I've never seen before what we've had in the last 10 years, which is two back-to-back jobless recoveries, which is nothing short, which has been created basically not by the cyclical nature of the economy, but by the structural nature of employment in this country. And I'd like your thoughts on that.
Well, listen, Jim, it's not a very happy talk, but I have a long-range view here, and I think we're going to have to tackle this one of these days. One of the reasons we have a lot of unemployment is that our technology and our technique and our productivity have grown so much that we can produce a lot of goods for everybody with fewer man hours, fewer woman hours.
Like we've done, like farming over the last 100 years.
Exactly. You know, we've gotten more efficient. I think we've got to look at our long-term policies on ourselves. Now, look, we work about one-third of our lives now. The first third we're taken care of by our parents, and we're getting educated and getting trained. Mm-hmm. Second third we work. And the third phase is retirement. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we can afford to support a third of our life or two-thirds of our life by one-third of our work. I don't know what we do about that.
Yeah, are you saying we need to work longer?
Well, I don't know whether we have to work longer or whether we distribute it differently. But you know, another thing, and this is kind of a touchy subject, we talk about the environment and what we're doing to it, and we're worrying about trying to maintain our waste and recycle and all that. But let me tell you, the simple fact is that we have 7 billion people on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
And if we continue to grow at this rate, we're going to have 14 billion by the year 2050.
Right.
And I don't think we can support that many.
So what are you saying? What should we do?
I don't know.
You don't have an answer. Like, you're just warning us about the problem.
We don't like to talk about population control because it's got all kinds of moral and religious problems and consequences. But we've got to deal with it. If we don't deal with it, nature will.
Well, here's an interesting thing, Mr. Kiplinger. Europe and Japan, for example, have had reduction in birth in those
they
countries.
They haven't, and I think the natural forces are going to do that to the whole world.
Right.
If we don't take it under our control, nature will do it in its own way,
right.
and that's not always a good one.
So that's going to basically exacerbate the structural unemployment, isn't it?
Well, I think you know human beings find some way to adjust to these things, and they're not always pleasant, but. I think we've got to reorganize our work habits and our lifestyle.
Yeah.
This business of just working for a short period of time and retiring at 57 or something,
right.
A lot of people are doing that.
Well, I think more people are going to have to do what you and I do, and never plan to retire.
Well, I think I'm in favor of that.
Because you haven't stopped. I'm not going to. Somebody asked me when I was going to retire. I said, come to my funeral.
That's it. If you don't come to my funeral, Jim, I won't come to yours.
Well, you know what they say, Mr. Kiplinger. No matter who you are or how important you think you are, the attendance at your funeral is still going to depend upon the weather.
Yeah, that's right. I hope there's a little rain, too.
Yeah. You know, you were talking about the future. I heard somebody talking the other day about the office of the future.
Yes.
Is going to have all it's going to have in it is a man and a dog. And
that's a pretty good That's a good scheme.
A man, a dog, and a computer. The man's there to feed the dog, and the dog's there to keep the man from touching the computer. Mr. Kiplinger, I want to thank you for the great resource that you've been to so many people, for your service to our country on so many levels, militarily, in the marketplace. I consider you to be someone that I admire at the highest levels, and I want to thank you for taking the time to spend this time with us every year.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's a good life, and it continues to be.
Well, you've earned it, and you deserve it, and I'm glad you're having it. Thank you again for being here. Austin Kiplinger, ladies and gentlemen, the witness to a century and a national treasure, the editor emeritus of the Kiplinger Letters, the Kiplinger Washington Editors, and we'll be doing this a year from now, God willing. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.